KJAN Sports.
It's time now here for a check of sports this morning here on KJAN. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN Sports, being brought to you by Marty Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup.
Join us in November, December, and January for Marnie Elkhorn Bingo. It's not a new product, but it's sure to be fun. Check your November bill for your bingo card, details about playing, and the prizes. Be sure to like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. Every business day, we will post the bingo letter and number of the day. Play along, and you could win METC Bucks or a Nexus 7 tablet computer. Check out all the details on your playing card or in our office. There are many ways to enter and win, so try them all. Marnie Elkhorn, your local connection to it all.
Well, taking a look first here at college basketball, a game you heard here on KJN last night, as Cle'Anthony Early scored 25 points, pulled 9 rebounds down, and Wichita State claimed the Cancun Challenge Tournament title in a 75-63 victory over the Iowa Hawkeyes on Wednesday night. Wichita State dominated inside the paint, outscoring the Hawkeyes 30-6. Malcolm Armstead scored 14 points, and Carl Hall added 12 to keep the Shockers perfect so far this season. Four players scored in double figures for Iowa, but shot a dismal 26% from the field. Aaron White had 14 points, Eric May had 13, Josh Oglesby had 12, and Roy Devin Marble chipped in with 11. Iowa lived at the free throw line against Wichita State, making 31 of 39 free throw attempts. Iowa led 35-34 at halftime, but the Shockers went on a 21-11 run in the first 9:19 in the second half, capped off by a three-point play by Hall to make it 55-46, and Wichita State never trailed from that point on. Another college basketball. Syracuse home winning streak reached 24 straight at the Carrier Dome after the 6th-ranked Orange clocked Princeton 73-53. James Sutherland scored a career-high 22 points and nabbed 5 steals. Michael Carter-Williams added 10 points and 9 assists for the 3-0 Orange. Syracuse is 31-0 lifetime against Ivy League teams in the Carrier Dome. Another top 25 hoops, 4th-ranked Michigan beat Pitt 67-62 to reach the final of the NIT season tip-off tourney. The Wolverines play Kansas State Friday in the championship game. Trey Burke scored 17 points, and Tim Hardaway Jr. had 16. Archie Goodwin scored a career-high 28 points, and Alex Poitras added 20 to help number 8 Kentucky rally past stubborn Moorhead State 81-70. Freshman Goodwin was 20 of 25 from the line. James Michael McAdoo scored 18 points to lead 5 North Carolina players in double figures, and the 9th-ranked Tar Heels routed Division II Chaminade 112-70 in the Maui Invitational. And 25th-ranked San Diego State routed Arkansas Pine Bluff 79-43. Chase Tapley and Jamal Franklin each scored 15 for the Aztecs. In college football news, approaching the end of his stellar career at West Virginia, Tavon Austin continues to find ways to impress his teammates. Now he has a new fan in Iowa State head coach Paul Rhodes. After returning from a win at Kansas, Rhodes started watching tape of West Virginia's loss to Oklahoma and quickly realized what Austin was up to. Inserted as a running back for the first time this season, Austin ran for a school record 344 yards and set a Big 12 record with 572 all-purpose yards on Saturday. Rhodes says with a shorter week before Iowa State hosts the Mountaineers on Friday, he's scrambling to find ways to slow down Austin. He at least wants to give his players a chance to bring him down. The college football playoff system will be televised on ESPN for 12 years once it starts after the 2014 season, the network said on Wednesday. A title game will be played on a Monday, at least a week after the semifinals. A person familiar with the deal says it's worth about $470 million a year. Florida coach Will Muschamp says Jeff Driscoll will start at quarterback in Saturday's game at rival Florida State. Muschamp says Driscoll looked good in practice on Tuesday and will be ready when the 6th-ranked Gators traveled to Tallahassee to face the 10th-ranked Seminoles. Both teams are 10-1. Driscoll sprained his right ankle on November 17th against Jacksonville State. He sat out last weekend's 23-0 win over lower division at Jacksonville State, and he actually entered that in the game prior to that. Duke has agreed to a contract extension with football coach David Cutcliffe, who had the Blue Devils bowl eligible for the first time in nearly two decades. That deal runs through 2019. Auburn coach Gene Chizik has declined to comment on speculation that the NCAA is investigating alleged improprieties involving the football program. The Birmingham News reported Wednesday that NCAA investigators have interviewed at least one assistant coach and several players this week ahead of the Tigers' game against number 2, Alabama. On a night when four NBA games went to overtime, the Oklahoma City Thunder ended the LA Clippers' six-game winning streak 117-111. Kevin Durant's 35 points paced the Thunder there in that victory. Also, LeBron James and Dwayne Wade each scored 28 points, and the Heat scored the first 6 points of overtime on the way to beating Milwaukee 113-106. Also, the Indiana Pacers beat the New Orleans Hornets 115-107. It was Atlanta keeping Washington winless 101-100 in that ballgame in the final minute of overtime. Also, Andre Iguodala had 18 points and 9 rebounds to spoil Kevin Love's surprise debut in the Denver Nuggets' 101-94 victory over the Minnesota Timberwolves. The Mavericks went on a 28 spurt at the end of the third quarter to take control of the Knicks, 114-111, the final score there. Also, it was James Harden scoring 28 points. Patterson had 20, and the Houston Rockets snapped a three-game losing streak with a 93-89 victory over the Chicago Bulls. The Lakers fell to Sacramento Kings, 113-97. Golden State beat Brooklyn 102-93. It was the Trailblazers. Suns beating the Trailblazers 114-87. San Antonio beat the Celtics 112-100. Also, it was the Cavaliers beating the 76ers 92-83. Also, a 90-74 victory for Orlando over Detroit. And it was the Raptors losing to the Bobcats 98-97 in NBA play last night. After enjoying the familiar taste of turkey, mashed potatoes, and pumpkin pie today, football fans across the country will sit down to a familiar sight. Football games on Thanksgiving. The Detroit Lions and the Dallas Cowboys have served as traditional host of Turkey Day games going back a half century and will again be the home teams for the first two games today. Former Appleton Parkersburg standout Jared DeVries spent 11 seasons playing for the Lions and says that playing on Thanksgiving is a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
It was awesome. Nothing like NFL game day, and you put that on Turkey Day, you know the whole world's watching you. It's an unbelievable experience.
Thanksgiving games put teams on a very short week, turning around from a Sunday afternoon contest to play again on Thursday, but DeVries says the thrill of playing on a big stage helps players recover.
I guess maybe a little bit towards the end of the career, you know, when the body didn't heal up as quickly, but coaches knew it, so we lightened the load up. You know, we knew it was a short week, so we just mentally prepared more than physically, and, we were able to, you know, overcome that short week.
While the Lions did not have a lot of success in DeVries' career, he says he and his teammates never looked at the Thanksgiving game as the highlight of their season.
You know, we never looked at it like that. Well, you know, we were week to week, game to game. We kind of had blinders on, even though we were struggling. So, we didn't really know what the situation was.
The Lions had only one winning season in DeVries' career with a team. They won three of their Thanksgiving contests during his time there. That's a look at some of the latest sports here for you on KJN Sports, brought to you this morning by Marty Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.